from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network. Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This is Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? Also brought to you in part by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics. Lewis Bakeries, bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads. Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. And by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. This is Kermit Davis Live. Fans can tweet, hashtag AskKermit, or email questions to radio at GoBlueRaiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome back into Sam Sports Grill tonight. It's Kermit Davis Live as we come to you on the Blue Raider Network and also on Facebook Live tonight. Glad to have you with us after a big weekend for Blue Raider basketball. The Raiders went 1-1 on a road trip, and that included a tough loss at Marshall and a great victory on Saturday night in Bowling Green against Western Kentucky. And our opening drive here tonight brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post. Covering daily news from Murfreesboro, pick one up around town every Monday or log on to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. And, Coach, this weekend was a real tribute to how tough the top of this league is and how much deeper I think the top of the league is this year.
Well, I think it was. You know, we played on two really good home courts. Marshall was an outstanding crowd. Obviously, Western Kentucky was a terrific crowd, and we're getting a lot of people's great shots at Marshall. You know, our team, I thought we were ready to play. We turned the ball over way too many times. Thought Marshall's team had a great edge to it. It's the best defensive effort I've seen from Dan's team against us. And usually when you hold Marshall to the low 70s, you've got a great chance to win. And we didn't make shots. We turned it over. We weren't very effective, but in a lot of league races, give the credit to Marshall, and as to how your team responds, and I thought our team responded. We weren't perfect by any stretch of the imagination against Western, but we were tough and responded well with a lot of resiliency.
Yeah, and the victory came in front of their either largest or second largest crowd since Diddle was reconfigured back in 2002-2003. And, boy, it was as good of an atmosphere as I remember us playing in front of. I mean, we've gone to some tough places in non-conference play, but that was very good, and that's a credit to them.
Yeah, you know, their largest crowd was when my first year here, and we beat them here at home. They beat us there in a great game, and then we played them for the conference championship. It was the year William Pippen was a senior, John Humphrey, Tommy Gunn was a junior, and they had 8,100. You know, it used to seat 13,000. And now the arena is 7,400, and it's configured in a great way. You know, that's my goal. I've told you many times of Murphy Centers to be 8,000, 16 to 18 skyboxes, you know, and a more the amenities and the comfort of a home court. You know, it's like Auburn and Ole Miss just spent $90 million for 9,000 seats. Everybody's going smaller with more amenities. And so, but it is. So you get 7,800 in there in a 7,400-seat arena with that kind of atmosphere. And give them credit. Their student body was terrific, had 1,200 students. And but give our credit. It was just a great college game. I thought Western was tough. We were tough. We just made plays at the end.
Boy, and it, you know, it had a lot. That's the first time we'd seen Western's team in person. And I'm telling you, Colby is just an absolute man, isn't he?
He did. You know, I didn't think, you know, he goes over his left shoulder, shoots a right-hand jump hook every time, and we did a poor job following the scout, but he I tell you what, he's got an edge to him. You know, I saw him a lot in high school from Mississippi at Piney Woods High School, went to Ole Miss, then transferred to Kansas. So he's been a lot of tough Power 5 conferences, and he's a physical person, and I think he's kind of like Nick King. You know, he's been at these schools, and now he's finally, this is the role he's been wanting at every school he's been to, and he's got it, and he's going to take advantage of every second. But I thought he overpowered us. Next time we'll try to do some things maybe a little different. They got that ball low to him, and there wasn't much we could do with him.
Yeah, the one of the things we talked about on the postgame show the other night that seemed to pay a lot of dividends for you is you changed the way that you played your 1-3-1, and it if nothing else, it made them take a long time.
Well, it did. You know, we were usually really aggressive on both sides of the floor, chip trapping, and we decided really to kind of to back off a little bit, trap on certain sides based on personnel, and so the personnel changed a little bit, and so our traps were not maybe as aggressive as most people are used to seeing, and they, you know, obviously they're doing the same thing that we've done. They're going back and they're doing 1-3-1 to 2-3 zone and man to man. So, you know, it's kind of some rhythm, you know, kind of a rhythm offense that it takes away rhythm, took away our rhythm. I think it took away Western's rhythm. But I thought some of the changes sure slowed them down. In the first half, we really defended at a high level to hold that team to 22. Second half, 50-50 balls are even. Our defensive field goal percentage went to 53%, and we didn't guard as well, but we ran better offense.
I was going to ask you about in the first half. It was low-scoring first half. Was that due in part to pace of the game? They defended well, or we just weren't real sharp offensively?
I thought that, you know, we came out, Nick turned the ball over twice. About the first two or three times he touched it, and I took him out just to kind of get him settled in, and I thought we took care of the ball a bit better. I just thought both teams came out, maybe not as tight, but just, you know, it was an atmosphere that was different. And so I thought both teams really guarded a high level. Second half, I thought both teams loosened up, got more in transition, made some better plays. And it's just you watch conference games all around, Chip, and very seldom. You may see some, but usually those games are in the 60s and maybe the mid-70s, and that's just what conference basketball is all about.
Yeah. What does it say about Nick? I mean, didn't play well, turned the ball over several times at Marshall, got off to kind of the same start there at Western Kentucky. You pull him out. You guys coach him up on the sidelines, and he, somewhere inside of him, says, okay, I'm going to take over this game and play like I know I can play. To be able to bounce back from that, you know, all of us have disappointments and things that knock us down, but, boy, to see him come back and do what he did, end up with 28 points, and they just, there was, I'm not sure anybody would have had an answer for him in the second half the other night.
You know, the signs of really good players. Corey Williams is one of the best I've seen at it, to where he could get that game and it wouldn't start in his favor. Like the other night, it didn't start in Nick's favor. A couple turnovers took him out. He kind of got pushed around by Colby one time around the rim. And to his great credit, I mean, he turned that game around. And that's what really good players can do.
Go ahead.
Well, you've seen good golfers. Yeah. I mean, the sign of great golfers, they come out and go par, bogey, birdie, bogey, bogey. And then all of a sudden they can just get it right. They can frame their mind and get it right and go next hole, next play. The great ones can do it in all sports. And so it's good to see Nick do that. And I don't know if we've ever had a guy in such a big game on the road play like he did, just a physical, tough, and made some unbelievable plays.
Yeah, they were fantastic, and the Raiders win it 66-62. A lot more to talk about that game. But one other highlight we wanted to talk about, and – Coach, I'm not. You guys came here just. You guys got here a little before 7 tonight. In the opening segment of Coach Ensel's show tonight, Pete Weber, the voice of the Nashville Predators, was here and was able to tell Dick Palmer tonight that he has been selected for induction with a Lifetime Achievement Award to the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame.
I tell you what, there's not a more deserving guy than Dick. You know, and he did our first games when I was here, and being on the road with Dick, and you know him well, Chip, he's meant so much to Blue Raider athletics, so deserving. I mean, you know, and we talk about when he used to do the Memphis Tams games with Babe McCarthy, and so we can go way back in the 60s and 70s and tell all the stories. And
he did the Memphis Grizzlies when the Grizzlies played football.
Yeah.
Back
in
the
– Can you imagine? So he's been a lot to radio, and he is. He's Southern culture and just great for Dick Palmer. What an honor.
Yep, he will go into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame on the weekend of May 5th. And, again, congratulations. It's it's been a work in progress to get to that point. And it was so cool of Pete tonight to come down. Pete and I have been working on this for a little while, and Pete came down and as a board member of the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame to be able to tell Dick tonight. And the best part was Dick had no clue.
Isn't that great?
I snuck Pete in the back door back here. And he sprung it on Dick, and he's I know he's very proud. So is his family.
Good for you, Chip. That is terrific.
All right, Kermit Davis is here, and we're going to be continuing talking about the Marshall game, the Western game, what's coming up. We've got five random questions, and whatever just happens to be on our minds, NFL playoffs, you name it. We're going to talk about it with Coach Kermit Davis. Tonight's show presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? Back to Sam Sports Grill after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Advance your career as you advance your education. Earn your master's or doctorate degree from Middle Tennessee State University. Our programs are designed for working professionals to develop practical and applicable skills. Some programs are offered partially or completely online for increased convenience. With over 100 programs to choose from, find the program to help you reach your goals. For more information, visit mtsu.edu/graduate. That's mtsu.edu/graduate.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers? Running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
It's no picnic being a home heating unit. We work like a dog 24-7.
Yeah, yeah.
Woof, woof. Oh, you try it, smart guy. No breaks, no lunch, not even health insurance. And if I don't get help, I might die.
Call Rusco Brown Heating and Air for repair and replacement.
I'm taking a nap.
You get honest estimates, plus punctual friendly service. Find them at RoscoBrown.com and give them a call.
Wake me when they get here.
Rusco Brown.
RoscoBrown.com.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. The Russell Barnett Automotive family has been a supporter of Blue Raider athletics for over 35 years. Come see the Russell Barnett Advantage. With 5 locations in Tullahoma and Winchester, over 1,000 new and used vehicles, a first-class certified collision center, a full rental fleet, they have you covered. Check them out online at RussellBarnett.com. Why buy anywhere else? The Russell Barnett Automotive family is a name you have trusted over 35 years. Russell Barnett Automotive, proud to be true blue.
So, you'll never guess who we saw running in the park yesterday.
Who?
Marcus Mariota.
The quarterback?
Kevin asked if Marcus could train him.
Are you serious?
Yep, and after doing like 3 push-ups and some sprints, Kevin overdid it and ended up hurting himself.
No surprise there.
No.
At care.sthealth.com, you can schedule an appointment online, video chat with a medical professional, or find a walk-in care center near you. St. Thomas Health, part of Ascension.
News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back to Sam Sports Grill and Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Kia. Tonight's show brought to you in part by the Tennessee Education Lottery, proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. And, Coach, we're a radio show that has a live audience, and tonight we had a little glitch in the sound system, but folks are out there listening on the TuneIn app. They're watching on Facebook. So, any port in a storm sometimes.
Yep, I agree. It's a great crowd tonight, and what a good atmosphere. And looking forward to having a great crowd in Murphy Center on Thursday night, Chip.
Going to pick up some more about the Western game in just a few minutes, but let's. I want to spend a few minutes talking about Marshall, and you know Marshall this week they end up sweeping Midland UAB at home. C.J. Burks had an incredible weekend and ends up Conference USA Player of the Week this week. Where do you think Marshall is as a team from where they were this time last year? You think they're more dangerous, not as dangerous? What do you think?
You know, their big guy they get back makes them a lot different. You know, when you lead college basketball and block shots, you know, because Marshall will give up some baskets. They'll give up some penetration, but he's cleaned up a lot of things. They haven't had a shot blocker like him, and he blocked. He was out at the Western game in Old Dominion, and he's back, and he played good. You know, I like Dan's team. I think he's got veteran guards. I mean, you know, those guys score the ball as easy as any backcourt in our league. But the biggest thing, Chip, right now, they've played 5 out of 7 at home.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll find out, you know, and I like their team.
Yeah.
And I think they sure can go on the road. They go on the road at Western on Saturday. But, you know, they have to go on the road and win some games, and that's just what you have to do. They've won at Charlotte. So, you know, it all kind of balances out in this plus and minus system.
Yep. I wanted to let you know, if you want to get in with us tonight, 1-866-735-2536, and that is where Tim is standing by. Tim, you're on with Coach Kermit Davis. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Chip. Great show tonight. Coach, I had a question. If you were to, before you left for this road trip, knew you were going to get a split, knowing this was probably your most difficult road trip of the year, would you have taken that beforehand? And secondly, as many people have probably pointed out, how do we get the atmosphere going at the Murphy Center like we saw on Saturday night? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a bunch. You know, I really think this is that obviously we went in with a mindset of trying to win two games, and we're hoping to do that, and I thought that would have given us a big edge. But, you know, if you look at the big picture, and you've played 5 out of 7 on the road, and 3 of those road games are 3 of the 4 toughest maybe teams in the league, at UAB, at Western, at Marshall, if somebody would have said, okay, you can be 6-1 and not go play, it would have been pretty tempting. I mean, it would be pretty tempting to do that. You know, I think this is that, you know, Western Kentucky has great fans. They sold the game out because they were playing Middle Tennessee on that particular night. But I think it's just the arena. You know, the arena serves well for great crowds. I mean, it's about 7,400. I love our arena. We've made some nice changes. Our arena's a little too big. 11,000, you know, 807 is the largest crowd with Dr. Todd. And I'd love to get to our arena to about 8,000. But what we've done, and probably the thing that I'm probably the most disappointed in my 16 years, is just being able to get the students to come to games. And some years it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Some years. But this particular student body, we've got some great people in the student body, and I thank all of them that have come. We have done more work on campus to try to get this group of students to come, and they have not come. They came a little bit for Ole Miss, and we had about 9,000. And the thing is, when they do come, they know exactly how to act. So that part of it, you know, it's a little frustrating, but it's just what it is, and we've got to count on the community to come, and we're just going to keep just firing away and hope they realize what kind of team we have. We got to keep doing our job, and all I'm going to do is keep thinking and encouraging others, and hopefully we can get that atmosphere to, you know, to a typical 8,000 or 9,000. You know, Shane McFarland, the mayor, called me this morning, and what a great gesture. He goes, Kern, what can I do to help? I said, well, Shane, you know, we're averaging 6,100. So we're second in the league in attendance. So it's not like nobody's coming. You know, we got some nice crowds. But I said, Shane, he goes, we're going to work our tail off in this community over the last, you know, 7 home games, whatever we can do. And so, you know, you have a mayor who's for you like that. That's a great thing. And I really think that down the stretch we're going to have some great crowds because we need them. They are so important to league races down the stretch.
And you know, and the hope of it, one of the hopes is that, you know, Thursday night's going to be the first game back that the students have been here since the Ole Miss game.
Right.
And they're in ride the wave of the excitement, come out. They always have a good time when they're there in big numbers. We've seen that. And like you said, it's a lot of fun when they are there because they can make a difference. And I thought Western's crowd made a difference the other night. And I sent out a tweet about this after the game. You know, you had to really tip your hat to the atmosphere that they provided. They provided a hostile atmosphere, but not a nasty atmosphere. It was a hostile, energized atmosphere. They got after Tyreek after the little dust up, which that's going to happen. But the thing is that I like most, and when you see a great atmosphere in college, the thing that really excites me about it when it happens is that the fans don't wait for something to happen. thing, try to make something happen and try to be a catalyst for that.
Yeah, you know, Western Kentucky was averaging around 4,800 going into that game. And, they, you know, like I said, it's the second largest crowd to see a game, you know, besides that first year when we were in the championship game. So, you know, but they do. They have a good basketball fan base, and I think we do too. And
yep.
we've just got to come out and support our team. And like I said, I'm thankful for the people that do, and I really do. I think our fans are going to respond. I really do. I think they're going to come out and support our guys. And like I said, we've got to do our part and keep playing well. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of tough games at home, tough games on the road, that our fans need to be there to try to help us. It doesn't guarantee anything, but it sure gives you a better chance.
It sure makes you feel more comfortable when you walk out there, doesn't it?
It does. Sure makes our players, and it's all about our players. It makes our players feel better, and that's the whole key.
I tell you, Tim's call came to us by way of Custom Communications Hotline, AT&T's local authorized retailer and communications provider for Blue Raider Athletics. We'll take a timeout. Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Kia, returns to Sam Sports Grill after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Seniors, looking for a new lease on life? The Crossings at Victory Station is the area's newest premier senior living community, opening in early 2018. Conveniently located on the west side of Murfreesboro, our community combines maintenance-free living with the modern conveniences that seniors want when looking for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call 615-624-4035 to get your new lease on life or visit our website, thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student-athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high-quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Do you frequently find yourself stopping at Thornton's while you're on the go? Then start earning free rewards with Thornton's new Frequency Program. When you mix and match 9 of your favorite items, the 10th is free. Choose from over 700 items, including any size coffee or fizz freeze. Mix and match 9 items using your refreshing rewards card and get the 10th free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Not a refreshing rewards member? Visit a store and sign up today. Thornton's is a proud partner of MT Athletics.
Once you try Green, everything you need is at your fingertips. On trygreenequipment.com, you can do most anything right from your smartphone. Shop John Deere equipment, get product details, schedule service, view parts specials, and best of all, you can request a quote quickly and easily. Plus, be sure to check out our surprisingly low monthly payments on John Deere compact and utility tractors going on right now. You'll save time, money, and more. And how smart is that? Visit trygreenequipment.com today.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
Every week, our Blue Raiders go the extra mile to make sure they're at their very peak. At Sunbelt Bakery, they do the same thing to make sure their granola bars are at their peak. Every week, Sunbelt Bakery brings new batches of granola bars from their bakery to your neighborhood. That's why Sunbelt Bakery's granola bars taste like they just baked them. Because they did. Try a Sunbelt Bakery granola bar today and taste the difference. Sunbelt Bakery. Bakery fresh taste. No preservatives.
The home of the Blue Raiders. News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back to Sam Sports Grill and Kermit Davis Live tonight as we come to you on this Monday night after the NFL championship games, AFC, NFC. And over the weekend, we saw the New England Patriots went over Jacksonville, and our condolences to Coach Donnelly and the Marone family. And that's such a cool story there. Doug Marone's the only NFL coach I can say. Yeah, I was at his wedding when he married Helen Donnelly. And so great game there. And your boy, the Golden Boy, played with stitches in his hand. Did you watch yesterday?
Well, Bill Belichick said it wasn't heart surgery.
That's right. He said it wasn't open heart surgery.
That's why he's so good. That's why Brady couldn't say anything about his injuries, because he wouldn't let him talk about injuries. And there's no excuses there in that organization. And that's why they're just so good. And they can play when, you know, the tight end goes out. But I did. I tell you what, Doug Marone's done a great job. I was pulling for Jacksonville hard, obviously, because of coach. And it was a heck of a game. And I just absolutely thought that Jacksonville was going to the Super Bowl.
I tell you, they were that close. And I don't know the tough way that it all ended, but, boy, it was like, gosh, you knew when Brady got the ball back in his hands, there's way too much time and too many timeouts.
I agree.
Yep. The other game, Nick Foles came in, replacing Carson Wentz and just absolutely they opened up a can yesterday. And it's so Philadelphia is on their way to Minnesota to play against New England now.
I bet you that city is on its ear. You know, and Minnesota took the first opening drive and went right down and scored. And Philadelphia did such a great job. And it would have been a great story if Minnesota would have been home to play the defending Super Bowl champions. But I think it's going to be a terrific game. I don't see how in the world you could ever bet against New England, you know, with that guy, and he's healthy, and they get their big tight end back, and Gronk's healthy. I think Philadelphia's really good, but I just think that New England wins their sixth Super Bowl.
Yep, something like that. And two other quick notes as we talk NFL that relate locally. Mike Vrabel, named head coach of the Titans today, or actually last night, I guess, had his press conference day. I was driving around and heard it. Hard to not like what you heard out of that guy, and it's hard not to like the presence that he has.
You know, I've just watched him from afar, and I watched him as a player with New England, I read some of the things I didn't get to see his press conference, but just by all the people, they love him. They think he's going to be great for our community, and the whole thing, too, is that as a head coach is a staff that you assemble, especially in football. I mean, basketball, no question, too, but in football, dealing with that many people and the leeway that you give your offensive and defensive coordinators, I mean, those are the hires that's your future. And so I saw where Dick LeBeau is not going to stay as defensive coordinator, and so I'm sure he'll hire some really good people.
Absolutely. And one other final note, did you notice who got added to the Pro Bowl roster yesterday?
I did. Isn't that great?
Kevin Byard, our man.
Should have never been left off, but it'll be good to see 31 out there and playing and so deserving, and we've said it a million times. I know Stock knows it better than anybody. Is what a great representative that loves his university and wears the Middle Tennessee brand proudly in the NFL.
Speaking of a proud Blue Raider, let's go down to Tullahoma now. Keith Barnett standing by at Russell Barnett Kia. And I'm telling you, what's the number? Over 100 cars on your lot at under $15,000? Is that right?
100 cars under $15,000. We're getting ready for the big spring sales event, but we're going to call it a winter sales event because we're ready for whoever wants to buy a car right now. We've just finished off this big promo of 100 cars under $15,000, and so I was waiting on you to say that maybe I was going to the Pro Bowl, or you said we were going to talk about a puppy this week or something, and so we didn't get a chance to talk about puppies or anything. Now we're talking about football on a basketball program.
I know, and we've been talking basketball, but Russell is he's the Pro Bowl coach, and he's got between you and Alex and that group, he's got some Pro Bowlers on the sales team.
If there was a Bowl, I promise you, Keith, you'd be invited. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, hey, guys, RussellBarnett.com or RBKia.com. You can check it all out and check out all those 100 cars under $15,000, and remember, why buy anywhere else? Because I promise you, you will be treated like family, just like Kermit already knows that.
All right. All right. Appreciate it, Keith.
Keith, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Everything you and Russell, can't say it enough. Everybody go down to Tullahoma. The car deals are the best in our whole state of Tennessee.
Drive a little, save a lot. Why would you go anywhere else? Russell Barnett Kia. All right, Keith Barnett joining us. We'll take a timeout here. More with Coach Kermit Davis. Second half of the show coming up after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Where I come from, serving others just comes naturally.
Where I come from, your wealth has nothing to do with your bank account.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union,
We know where you're coming from because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com. The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Honey, I wanted to make this Valentine's Day memorable.
Aww.
Lobster, smooth jazz, jumbo bucks, and chocolate-covered strawberries.
Wait, what?
Strawberries?
No, before that.
My smooth jazz playlist is called Let's Get Sexual.
No, after that.
Oh, jumbo bucks instant games from the Tennessee Lottery?
Yeah.
Well, you can't win 75 grand from jewelry.
I could win 75 grand?
If you're lucky.
Oh, baby.
Make this Valentine's Day one to remember with Valentine's Day jumbo bucks only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
It's MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back to Sam Sports Grill. Kermit Davis live here on a great Monday. Got an unbelievable crowd. Got a special guest with us, Senior Nick King. And I wanted to get somebody on the show. Has never been on the show, Nick? You've never been on the show. So that's terrific to have you here. And how's it feel to be a Blue Raider on a Monday?
It feels great to be a Blue Raider on a Monday, especially after coming over with a big win. Great atmosphere being back in town. Just happy right now.
Tell me about you've been in rivalry games. I grew up in a rivalry game. My dad coached at Mississippi State, so obviously Mississippi State Ole Miss is something we just pull for in baseball, football, basketball. Your first time in the Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee, I think it's the 130th or 40th time we've played. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about the rivalry game?
It was crazy. I mean, the atmosphere playing at that road game, it was unbelievable. I mean, every seat in the gym packed, it just brings the intensity up and it makes both teams play as hard as they can.
You know, and the fans got there early. The student body got there early. And, we went on the road twice. Marshall had a really good crowd for an 8 o'clock tip, obviously, and in Western Kentucky. You know, I always say this about league races in good leagues, and our league is getting much better, is that how do you respond, what was the mindset of our team after the Marshall lost, the film on Friday morning, the practice at Western? Tell me about the mindset and kind of the verbal, talking between the guys.
I felt like coming into the weekend before both games, we knew we were, the top team in the league, but I felt like after that loss, it kind of helped us lock in and, kind of see that Conference USA is no joke. We can get beat any single night that we don't bring it. And we came out kind of slow against Marshall. They came out, punched us in the mouth. And I feel like after that, in the locker room, you know, we finally looked at each other and was like, look, we got to bring it. You know, it's going to be tough. It's not going to be a cakewalk. You know, I know everybody is talking about Middle Tennessee, but it's a lot of good teams in this league. And that night, you know, Friday, it was a long time before that Saturday game. You know, it was a long night Thursday night, a long day Friday, and we just stayed locked in. And once it hit Saturday, I think we were ready.
You know what I saw, Nick, is that I can only judge our team by how we practice. But when I showed up, when we showed up at Dill Arena at 6 o'clock, our team had great pop, had great energy, you know, and we went for about an hour and 15 minutes, but we were physical, you know, and I thought our team responded. So I knew then that I knew our team was going to be ready to play, you know, and I told you guys, I really did. I always believe it. I think our best beats their best, and I just thought it did. Maybe they weren't at their best. I don't think we were at our best, but it was a great physical game, and we have a lot of respect for Western Kentucky. What did you think about their two bigs, Johnson and Colby?
That's some strong players. I mean, both of them are seasoned vets. You know, one of them, I think Johnson is a senior.
He's a senior.
Colby is a fifth-year senior. You know, I've known Colby since high school, and I knew he was going to be a physical player in the post. And once you got two seniors in the post that rebounds the ball and actually can make plays in the paint, and, you know, Johnson with his playmaking skills, I mean, it's kind of tough. It's kind of tough when you got two players that can do that. And I knew coming in the game that, you know, me, Brandon, Carl, James, all of us had to come in there and just hold our ground. And if we did that, we'll be all right.
Yeah, I think so. I think the rebounding game was going to be critical in it. So now, you know, now we're plus four in the league. We've got 7 out of our next 11 at home. It doesn't guarantee anything. Mm-hmm. But the mindset of our team now going into this week of practice, I thought today we had good pop, good energy. We don't do a lot of physical things on Monday, you know, and
yes,
but nothing's for granted, especially against a team like Texas San Antonio that can really score.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, the identity of our team, we play so tough. You know, we practice tough. Every single practice we've had since I've been here, every practice we go at it tough. And I feel like, you know, we show our identity on the road games because we know we come to other places, and we like that. We like that environment. So, you know, I think the toughest thing for us, you know, is just to stay locked in and protect home crowd. We can't get relaxed because we know how good and how well we play at home. So we just got to protect the home court. That's a major thing.
Yep. So tell everybody, you got your degree on time at Alabama. You can tell them your major. I know you're in a master's program now. Say, when basketball's over, what does Nick King want to do?
I got my bachelor's in business management. Right now I'm in professional studies and strategic leadership in my graduate year. And I just feel like once I'm done playing basketball, I really want to be an assistant coach. You know, a lot of people say that I don't think I could be a head coach because, you know, that's a lot.
Well, you could just take a little experience.
Yeah, but I think I want to be an assistant coach. But if not, I've always wanted to own my own, you know, clothing company, shoe company. Just trying to reach out and get my own brand, and, you know, try to reach out to other company stores, especially for athletics. You know, a lot of teams in need around the nation, around the country, and I just feel like I can do that for a lot of AAU programs, high school programs. You know, anybody that's in need, not a high price brand, but just a brand that, you know, can help a lot of people out.
That's good. You know, the city of Memphis, that's a basketball place.
Basketball town.
What is going out of high school? Tell me about a kid growing up in Memphis, and he's a good player like yourself. Is it the pressure to go to Memphis, or is that what you really want to do, to follow the Tigers?
Yeah, that's every Memphis kid's dream. I mean, it's crazy how it is, you know, just growing up and seeing the Calipari era.
Yep.
And just, you know, seeing a team go 38-2.
Yep.
Your only loss was, you know, a number one team in the nation, a number two team in the nation, and it was Memphis and Tennessee. And then seeing them make that run to the national championship and how the whole city just shut down just to watch that one team play, I mean, it was a dream. So, I mean, for every Memphis kid, of course it's an option, but now I think that, you know, a lot of Memphis players, you know, they actually really take their time and see what's best for them. And I think the program at Memphis is still a great program, but I think a lot of kids in Memphis, you know, they're actually looking at the bigger picture and looking at things, but that's just a Memphis kid's dream to go to the University of Memphis.
You know, my dad was at Mississippi State, and they played Memphis, and it was just way back in the days, you know, of Coach Bartow, even way back, way before you were born, when I was watching Memphis basketball. It's been that way for a long, long time. Well, we're sure glad you're here. Tell me exactly, tell the fans why they need to come and watch us. You know, we were averaging 6,100. Yes, right sir. Now we're about first or second in the league in attendance. But these last seven games at home down the stretch, especially this weekend.
Man, you come to a Middle Tennessee State game, you just watch us play. I feel like we bring a lot of energy with our crowd. I feel like we get in, you know, get our crowd into it. We hyping the crowd up, and, we just bring a great atmosphere. And you're definitely going to see a great hard-fought game. I know when you see a lot of players going at it, you know, diving on the ground, getting into it emotionally, it just gets the fans into it. And you know, it's just a great time in the Murphy Center.
Well, we had Tyreek and our man Bearden went on a loose ball. But, you know, that's kind of a rivalry game. You know,
sir.
Tyreek popped up like we all know he will.
Yes,
and
sir.
Giddy spread it down. I tell you what, in those kind of things, which sometimes happens in rivalry games, but I thought both teams and the players did a great job. We watched it on tape today.
Yes, sir.
Not escalating a problem, don't you?
Yeah. I think every single player on that court knew that it's a rivalry game. We're not going to get into anything stupid, but just the atmosphere, the environment, the will to win, the willing to do anything, to help your teammate out.
Yep.
They got their teammates back. We have our teammates back, and I feel like we just stand up for each other at all times.
Well, I thought it was a great bounce back win, and we look forward to Thursday night. Nick, we're proud of what you're doing, man, and glad you're on the show. You got a great family. I know they'll be up here this weekend watching you play, and we'll look forward to being back here in about 1 minute with Kermit Davis Live at Sam's Sports Grill.
Yes, sir.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
The Learfield Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors Cup.
Whatever you need in electronics and appliances, Electronic Express can make it happen. Electronics, computers, home or car audio, appliances, and mattresses. Choose from the best brands like Sony, Samsung, LG, Bose, Apple, JBL, Fitbit, and so much more. Electronic Express is Tennessee family owned and operated since 1983. Shop online and use coupon code BLUERAIDERS to receive a discount off your first purchase. Electronic Express is proud to partner with MTSU Blue Raider Basketball. Shop at electronicexpress.com or one of our convenience stores. Electronic Express, we make it happen.
State Farm agents get what's important to you, even in a deafening crowd.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about!
So my State Farm insurance helps protect you from any common accidents? Yes! Don't worry! I know what my man CP3 needs!
What are you doing?
Does this guy...
No! This guy does not count as a common accident!
Woo! That's the way, baby!
Can we
switch seats? Of course!
Get an agent that gets you. State Farm. Here to help life go right.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back to Stones River Mall and Sam's Sports Grill. With more than 60 stores and restaurants, Stones River Mall is Murfreesboro's shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal at Sam's Sports Grill. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. Coach, time now to dive into some of the questions from our audience. And your biggest fan wants to know, did Tyreek get fired up after the little shoving match that he had? And I'll have to take up for him. I saw a report. Somebody said that Tyreek shoved him, Bearden, but that was not the case in what I saw. But he jumped up, you know, after the foul. Yeah. As you were talking during the break, both teams really handled that well. I thought Craig Merle handled it really well, too.
He really did. You know, it was a physical play. Both guys going after 50-50 ball. When Tyreek dove, Bearden kind of pushed him in the back a little bit just in the dive. And so, you know, and then all of a sudden, Tyreek kind of, boom, jumped up and chested him. And then Bearden shoved him. But then, you know, then Giddy kind of ran onto the play. And I thought Bearden and everybody used really good restraint because it could have been one punch, a second punch. Four guys leave their bench, four guys leave our bench. And then all of a sudden you got a melee and it ruins a really good college basketball game. So, no, it happened right in front of the Western bench. So their staff and players did a great job. Nobody left the bench. Obviously, we were ways away, and you know, nobody left the bench there. And I thought the officials did a great job. Just two free throws, and that was it. And that's all it should be. So it was just one of those competitive games that a little altercation happened. But I thought everybody, including the officials, did a great job with it.
Somebody said, what was the message to the team after the Marshall game, knowing that you had that big game on Saturday against a very good team in Western Kentucky?
I told them, we watched the tape. And I said, guys, I said, you understand now this is a legitimate league race. And this is going to be some adversity everybody's going to have to face. And I said, Michigan State just lost two games. Wichita State has lost a game. And eventually lost the second game on Saturday. It's how you respond to the adversity. And I only know our team when I watch this practice Friday night. We're very competitive. And I knew our team would play well against Western on Saturday night.
I'm trying to read some handwriting here. It says, with Middle being invited to the Diamond Head Classic this year, battle for Atlantis next year, what does that say and statement does it make about the growing national brand of the program?
Well, I just think that, you know, those are the games that we want to be in. I mean, we went to Atlantis and, I mean, excuse me, Honolulu, and we played Princeton, a really good team. We got Miami and USC, both teams. We had a chance to win. We came on the short end of it in very good college games. In Atlantis next year, you know, is Butler, Dayton, Virginia, Florida, Oklahoma, Stanford, another great, great tournament, Wisconsin. And so I just think those are the tournaments that you want to be in. And next year I think we're going to go to the Grand Caymans. You know, it's a great tournament out there that Global Sports is putting on. So these are all really good neutral site games, and it gives you a chance to be on nationally televised.
Good teams and having a great relationship and with those people who put those tournaments on, that's always a big deal in the success that you keep having. It really makes it easy for them to invite you.
Well, you hope. And then what we got to do now in the Bahamas, Chip, is we got to take fans.
Yeah.
You know, Honolulu understands, but when you go to the Bahamas, and we're now talking, hopefully we get a charter flight and be able, because teams travel to the Bahamas. Old Dominion went down there and took a lot of people. Western Kentucky was down there this year. So now when you start going to those kind of tournaments, it comes to a point in time where you really got to have a fan base to travel with you to show that you know, along with a national branding basketball, you've got a fan base that wants to travel and watch their team play.
Yeah, and I was talking to some of their athletic folks that made the trip down there this year for the basketball tournament, and they could not be more complimentary of what Atlantis does to set the thing up in that ballroom. And I mean, it kind of gives it a cosmic feel. I mean, they make a show out of it.
That's what it is. I mean, it's entertainment at its best, and there's no, you know, that and probably Maui and the Diamond Head Classic. That's three of the very best in the country. So we're looking forward to it. A lot of basketball before that, but it's going to be a great, great competition.
All right, here's another question. What went into the decision to start Antoine Johnson, and are you looking for him, parenthesis, or someone, to emerge as a third scorer behind Nick and Giddy?
Great question. You know, I mean, it's we've gone with Ed. We've gone with David. We went with Antoine. You know, Antoine, I thought, played better against Marshall. He had 15 points. David had 5 turnovers, and David wasn't great at Western. He had a -8 and impact on winning. He's made some good plays, but I just think Antoine Johnson gives us right now the best opportunity to score. You know, he's 1-for-8 the other night, so we know he can do that. And then, you know, I think David Simmons, you know, his ability to get in the paint. I'm going to start playing Donovan Sims every game. Every time I put him in, he plays good. He played good the other night. He was +5 impact on winning. He had a great pass to Nick King over the top, you know, great another assist right there. He guards well. Darren Shelton, you know, he can score, so a little behind maybe defensively. So we're still tinkering, Chip. We've got to get some perimeter shooting. I mean, that's all it is to it. I mean, our other guys besides Giddy are 11-for-56 from three in league play, and we're a lot better shooters than that.
Yep, okay. Let's explain real quick before we take our last break. When you said +5 impact on winning, how do you come up with that score?
Well, it's just when you're on the floor. When you're on the floor, what's the plus or minus? It just gets in real simplistic terms. And
very much like hockey.
And at the end of the day, you better believe it. It's an impact on winning. And sometimes we have players that will score 2 points but have the biggest impact on winning. But when you watch the tape, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, defensively they were very good. Sometimes you'll have a guy that will score 14 points. His impact on winning will be less because he didn't guard. He turned the ball over, live ball turnovers. So there's a lot of things that go into it. And so every time you think about the three games that Donovan Sims, we put him in, Vanderbilt 11 minutes, at UAB 11 minutes, and the other night for about 5 minutes. He's responded on the road pretty well, and so we think he's going to be a good player.
All right. Let's take a look at our questions from our audience tonight. We're going to take a timeout and be back for our final segment with Coach Davis right after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Hey, Middle Tennessee fans. I hope you're as excited as I am to watch the Blue Raiders. But I'm just as excited about having a Bud Light with my Raider buddies. Because if you're like me, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to grab the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Go Blue! Bud Light, official friend of Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. Famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
Make a fast break for Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Bunny is the perfect three-pointer with the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. The Russell Barnett Automotive family has been a supporter of Blue Raider athletics for over 35 years. Come see the Russell Barnett Advantage. With 5 locations in Tullahoma and Winchester, over 1,000 new and used vehicles, a first-class certified collision center, a full rental fleet, they have you covered. Check them out online at russellbarnett.com. Why buy anywhere else? The Russell Barnett Automotive family is a name you have trusted over 35 years. Russell Barnett Automotive, proud to be true blue.
MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Kermit Davis Live, our final segment tonight. I want to remind you that between now and February 15th, you can enter to win an MVP experience from Sport Clips for the March 1st game against Western Kentucky. 4 tickets, sideline passes, and more. For more information and to enter online, go to www.sportclips.com/MTSU. That's sportclips.com/MTSU. Well, we had questions from our fans. Time now for 5 randoms as we get back at it this week. Noticing at your table right there, your family and friends are going after pizza pretty hard right now, Coach. What are your favorite pizza toppings?
Oh, gosh, you know, and Betty, you know, jalapenos, number one.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love it. Italian sausage, onions, green peppers. And Betty makes me get thin, but I love the thick. But, it, you know, that's just, I love Italian sausage and onions and jalapenos. I can eat that all day.
Yep. when you're here at Sam, to look tip, Cajun pepperoni.
Cajun, I've never had that.
Oh,
all right.
That's cooking home with me tonight.
You got it.
Favorite board game. Did you ever play board games as a kid?
We played them all the time. We play them with Allie all the time.
Yeah.
Eddie's got me playing all these board games. Our favorite was Monopoly. I mean, we played it a lot at our house. Yahtzee was another one we played.
Yeah.
But Monopoly, I mean, it was such a good family game, and it made you think a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, be able to count money and all the stuff, so we still love that.
And have you seen the Murfreesboro version, Murfreesboro-opoly?
I have not.
Yeah, it's out there. We'll have to get you
I need to get a board. I need to get it.
All right. Here's one I've never asked you before. What was the theme of your senior prom?
Gosh, I can't tell you. I can tell you what I wore.
I bet that was nice.
It was nice. It was really nice. I really thought I was cool back in 1978.
Which pastel color was it?
It was light blue. It was light blue with kind of the ruffly. I looked like the old Confederate general, I think. I thought I was the coolest kid. I mean, it was kind of rough, but I thought I was cool. And so, yeah, I don't remember our theme, but I remember my light blue tux, you know, and I had my white patent shoes. So, you know, I did. For a night, I thought I had it going on, Chip.
Teenage TV crush. Who was it? Farrah Fawcett?
It was Farrah Fawcett. It was not even Eden. That, you know,
second place was way back.
Ann Margaret.
Oh, I loved Ann Margaret.
I'm telling you, because that was my dad's favorite. You know, he loved Ann Margaret. And then, so we'd watch those Ann Margaret movies. And obviously, she's a little bit older. I tell you what, you still watch her. When now she's on the old, I was watching Going in Style with the three, and she was the girlfriend of one of them. I mean,
she was in Grumpy Old Men.
Exactly right. She's still good.
Yep. And last one, what was your first car?
Oh, a 67 Yellow Mustang. You know, I just loved it. My dad got it for me. And I guess it was like 1975, 1976. I put the big speakers in the back with the shag carpet.
There
had
you
to
go.
Cut out the deal. So, yeah, there's another thing. System wasn't very good, but it was loud.
There you go. Five random questions. Thursday night, UTSA, they may have the freshman of the year in the league.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
Yeah, Javon Jackson.
He is a poor man's Trae Young.
Wow.
I'm telling you now, he just shoots balls and – He's had unbelievable games at Oklahoma and everywhere. He's averaging like 21 a game as a freshman. They can score, and we've had tough games with them.
Steve Henson does a great job.
He does
there.
A good job. And so I was watching their El Paso game. They beat El Paso Saturday, so we're sure going to have our hands full on Thursday night.
UTEP comes in on Saturday, and they've had their struggles this year.
They have. You know,
they still got Omega Harris and Matt Wilms, though.
Yeah, and you got those two guys. I mean, they got three starters back from their team, and you know, they've struggled a little bit on the road. Phil Johnson is the interim coach. He took care of, you know, my good buddy is Tim Floyd. He's kind of down in the fishing camp in Mississippi, and we missed him because he was such a great color and for college basketball.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight, wrapping things up here. Hope to see everybody out at Murphy Center this week. Again, congratulations to our pal Dick Palmer, who's going to go in the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. For Coach Kermit Davis, Chip Walters saying thanks for being with us, and good night from Sam Sports Grill on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
On the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This has been Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Automotive Family. Why buy anywhere else? Also brought to you in part by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics. Lewis Bakeries, bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads. St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. And by Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.